Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters Storytime podcast with me, your host, A.P. Fuchs. So here we are again, back this week with another new story to share. So I'm really excited about this. I mean, these episodes have been fun to create in this new season because we're going back to flash fiction, right? So last season, in season two, we were doing full-length short stories, so that occupied like the vast majority of the show, whereas flash fiction is shorter, so therefore there's more show, so to speak, than story. But at the same time, as we progress through further seasons coming down the road, there's going to be other longer episodes of story coming your way. But anyway, the point is, what I'm really enjoying about this season is the fact that we can indeed do a sort of show prior to the story, because we're this season, we're looking at stories as being everything, right? Stories is everywhere in everything that we do. And we've discussed that in previous episodes so far, and we're going to get into a next part of it in the story before the story segment coming up shortly. And you're going to like the next one too. It's to do with dreams. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, for this week, thank you so much for tuning in. We got a great short story coming up soon after the story before the story. So please stick around for that, because that's the whole point of this podcast, is to listen to a story. And in the meantime, just relax, and let's get into story before the story and talk about dreams. Okay, story before the story time. So as said, this is going to be about dreams, okay? So in previous episodes, we talked about how stories are about like our lives entirely, right? Everything in our life has story attached to it, no matter what, 24/7. And during our downtime, during our, let's just say, somewhere between 68 hours of sleep, we are telling ourselves stories, right? That's what dreams are. That's us telling ourselves stories based on elements in our life, right? Because a dream, you know, we're going to really condense it down, but basically your dream is your brain sorting through the files of the day and of your life and deciding what to keep, what not to keep, what to put in the back burner, what to keep in the foreground. And you know, obviously, because only certain parts of your brain are active during sleep, that's why often, not always, but often our dreams are nonsensical. But in the context of the dream, when you're dreaming the dream, we've all been there where it makes 100% perfect sense in the context of the dream. But then when you wake up and you look back, you wonder, like, what was I thinking or what was I on, right? But that's your brain's way of basically taking all this information, all this life stuff, and creating a narrative out of it so it can make sense of it, so it could sort it properly, right? Because when you have a mess of files on your desk, I mean, the first step is to put apples with apples and oranges with oranges, and then review the files from there and maybe do further appling and oranging, so to speak, until everything's nice and organized and tidy. And then you could review what you want to keep on your desk and what maybe can go in the filing cabinet, right? So it's the same idea with your brain. It's get all this stuff, all this information. It doesn't know what to do, so it creates a story to make sense of what is essentially memory chaos, if you will, and present to you stuff you have to work through. It could be good things that you want to enjoy, and you enjoy it again in your dreams, and that's great. And then other things, of course, are personal issues, right? And they could be very small ones, they could be very big ones. All depends what's going on with your life. And what you do is you're going through these experiences in your dream, you're going through these stories, and not only is there the benefit of going through these stories, even if sometimes the stories are dark and or uncomfortable, but the benefit, again, is when you come out of your dream, and of course your dream typically starts to get forgotten throughout the course of the day, but when you come out of your dream, what basically you've done is you come out with a clean desk. Your brain has done its job of getting things sorted, because you're going to create another chaos pile throughout the current day with the new memories and the new experiences. So in the end, though, what I'm trying to say is simply our brains create stories to make sense of life, and it does that 24 hours a day. And even for those of you who might say, well, I don't dream, well, actually you do. Everybody does. Not everybody remembers. That's the difference. There's certain chemicals that need to come into play for remembrance. I don't know it off the top of my head, but there's certain elements that are in place. That's why some nights we have kind of a blank sleep, and then other nights we wake up and we like, man, I could tell you this epic story about this dream I had, right? And it all depends on internal body chemistry and brain chemistry and different connections that are happening through the sleep process. But that again, that's a whole complicated other issue. But bottom line, stories happen when you sleep, and stories are a way to make sense of life. And so we're in story mode 24/7, 365, or 366 on a leap year. So I want you to consider that. You know, like when you have a dream and you think about it after the fact, don't dismiss it as imagination, because it's not. I mean, sure, your imagination created maybe a scenario to make sense of something factual, but regardless, it was still something factual at its core, right? So when you go back to look at your dreams, or if you review your dreams, you could actually, if you take the time and identify like what it is that your dream was processing, what it is that your life needs to, say, make an adjustment on, or what it is that your life needs to stay on course on, because it's yielding a good thing, you know? So it's really good that way to sort of re-review the script after you've had a dream, because it could help you as you go forward through life. But again, like I said, we're wired for stories. People are wired for stories. And that's one of the reasons why we dream the way we do. So you can take that one to the bank. And I hope if you got a great dream story, feel free to share them in the comments. I would love to hear it, because dreams are always so interesting and they're always so abstract sometimes. And you know, it's they're just fun to hear what goes through other people's brains when they sleep. It's very interesting stuff. And anyway, yeah, you're more than welcome to share. Thank you for tuning into this little segment of Story Before the Story. And now, without further ado, it's story time. The writer. Retreat, Warren King thought. You can do this. You can't handle it. Warren eyed the computer in front of him, the silver glow of its screen the only light in the dark and dank room. He knew, as a best-selling novelist, the first line was everything. It was the hook that got the reader to read the rest of the book. The gray wolf entered the room. No, not good enough, he thought. The silvery gray wolf snuck in unannounced, its very presence putting a strange yet terrifying warmth on the air. Better, Warren thought, but not good enough. Come on, be a man, face it down. All it took was for the silver gray wolf to make its presence known, and Tim fell to his knees before it. You're getting there, Warren thought. He slowly paced in front of the silver glow, sweat dripping down his face, his heart beating fast. Come on, it has to be perfect. This could be your last story, the final one. Make it good, open strong, and even stronger. Though he had his doubts about that last part, the stress of crafting the perfect narrative for his swan song might do him in once and for all. He took a step toward the screen, his legs suddenly drained of their strength. He collapsed before the monitor and barely managed to squeeze out some words. The gray wolf's fur glistened in the minimal moonlight, its cold, dead-white eyes revealing nothing but death. I could live with that one, Warren thought. Might have no other choice. He inhaled deep, then exhaled everything, doing what he could to calm himself. A final story, a final effort, aimed at perfection for his literary legacy. The silver screen shone brighter, as if the monitor moved closer on its own accord. Warren's heart swam up into his neck, its pulse thumping there and still somehow in his chest. His skin was slick with sweat, all over now, even on his legs. His mouth went dry. The wolf came in like a shadow, blending into the darkness. It was only when the stars shone their light into the den's opening and revealing its fur did Tim realize he wasn't alone. Warren Timothy King's head swam and the walls of his writing room crumbled and turned into the rocky interior of the den. The monitor before him morphed into the silver wolf, its white eyes seeing into him, its sense of smell no doubt picking up the scent of panicking blood swimming through his veins. The wolf drew closer. That's the one, Warren thought. Simple and direct. And, he knew, by the hungry gaze and the wolf's eyes, there would be no middle chapters. He skipped to the last page. Wolf pounced on Tim, and the last thing he smelled and tasted was his own blood while his internal organs were ripped open by crimson-stained teeth. For the credits time, as per usual. So this is very simple one, and this is this. Whether you are a active writer, like as in you are typing stuff up, you know, on the screen and you're writing stories and whatever else, or you don't do that, I would put forward that everybody, in the context of what we're talking about during a story before the story and how life is stories, everybody's a writer. Everybody. Some express it on paper, just like I do, and others express it verbally through tales, and others simply just keep it to themselves. But either way, you're writing a story for your life. Whether you're conscious, that is awake, and writing your story throughout the day, or when you're sleeping, you're writing stories to make sense of what happened during the previous day or days or weeks, or even years in some cases for buried stuff. Making a story. So in a case like this, everybody is a writer. And that's kind of a fun thing to do. We all have stories to share, and I'm really glad that we all have the ability to do that. So if you're not putting pen to paper and don't consider yourself a writer that way, that's fine. You are still a writer in terms of being the author of your own life. And if anything, that gives you a tremendous sense of control. Because if any writer would tell you, they're in control of their world, right? So same idea here. You're in control of your life. You're the author of it. What chapter you're going to write, that's up to you. So make it a good one.